Welcome to a new episode with ideas and insights. Find the strategies, tactics, and tools for your success in your initiative, project, and campaign. You are listening to the Ideacast with your host, Tom Wittig. Today in this episode, I want to talk about how to recover from Corona with a focus on demand generation. For many businesses and many organizations, survival is the name of the game. And the question is also, how do you rebound? How do you recover from this terrible crisis that has taken a stronghold on many industries? Now, if we take a differentiated picture, what I see is in many businesses that the shortage that we saw in the supply side was only of a short-term nature. Many companies have stocked up meanwhile and are ready to deliver. More severe are the problems on the demand side. And there we see also a differentiated picture. So for some businesses, for example, they are enjoying already an increase in demand, and they see that this pent-up demand is coming through finally. For example, do-it-yourself stores, home and interior design, and many others. Other businesses have already shifted to different forms of delivery. For example, in the food sector, takeaway food delivery, but also companies moved to forms of e-commerce or even digital products. Now, one thing is clear, things have changed and you find yourself probably adapting to a new world and a new scenario. And the question is how to prepare for a recovery and rebound. And the key question is how to generate demand for your products and services, especially for the new products and services. So here are five things you could consider for your demand generation plan and part of your recovery plan or survival plan. Number one is about targeting. So here it is absolutely necessary and prudent to define right now who is your audience. So who are your target customers? Where do they quote unquote live? So, for example, where do they hang out, and which social media, which platforms, where could you find them? Where are they looking for products and services that you have? The key tactic here is, of course, to set up your website and your shop as a marketing engine with all the things that come with it. For example, the tracking pixels, the tags, the conversion goals, and so on. Number two is about traffic. Here it is important right now that you also take a look what you can do right now. Obviously, you cannot oversell right now, and you need to be very in tune with what is happening in terms of the communication and tonality in the market. But you could, of course, start with a very efficient way to reach out to your customers and bring them to your website. And this is an important step because it builds your audience. So the audience that you have defined in the first step also need to be built up, need to be nurtured, so that when the time comes and you need them, you have them ready. Otherwise, you will miss out and you will lose a lot of time when the recovery really kicks in again. Number three, I think you need to make up your mind and figure out what scenario and which demand profile are you betting on. So the key questions are here: when does the demand pick up again? So it's about timing. Where does it start? And this could be anything from your locations, your stores, countries that you sell to, or the channels that you sell through, and so on. And number three is, of course, how do you know? So do you have the leading indicators on your dashboard, for example, in your management dashboard, for example, through monitoring search volumes and getting an early indicator about what is happening and if there's a signal a demand signal in the market that things are picking up again. Number four, I think this is really the time right now to take a hard look at your, let's say, digital properties. For example, your website, your social media properties, and so on. I will talk about that a little bit more in probably one of the upcoming episodes. But the key is here, you need to ask yourself, are we discoverable? So if you do a self-search, do you find yourself easily? Do you have a website which is performing well in many different ways? Not only is it mobile friendly, but it is fast. And can people actually find what they are looking for? And number three, is it converting? And also, is it optimized for converting? And that's where I see, especially in the modernization of the website, a great potential, what you can do right now. And this must be a plan for this new and changed world. And number five, last but not least, people and capacity, especially for people-intensive service businesses, for example. It is important to get the people on board. Many businesses, many organizations had to make hard decisions. In some countries, they could keep the staff and the capacity, but in others, they had to reduce the staff. So the question is, how can you bring people on board again? And the idea is basically you can go through the same steps that we talked about for the demand side, and but also build a candidate pool. Many organizations do not have a candidate pool, and that is hurting them really badly right now, because if you let people go, it's not only a hard decision, but a huge risk that you cannot staff up again when the time is coming to do so. And also, like reviewing and modernizing your website, this is also a great time to review and refine your recruiting practices, your hiring process, for example, your recruiting capabilities, but also your staffing, your forecasting, and the capabilities to retain and grow people over time. Now, last but not least, the most important thing is that the recovery plan starts now. I would not wait for 1, 2, 3 months. Who knows how long this crisis will take? But there are certain things that you can do right now. And by being prepared, this actually gives you a head start when the market is kicking in again. And you might actually find yourself in a position to win or win back some percentage points of market share in your particular segment. So, having said that, again, I wish you good luck, and I'm looking forward to having you in the next episode. Take care. If you are looking for inspiration and help on a strategy, leadership, and operational level, please check out our website, vitigonia.com. Leading brands, businesses, and well-known institutions in the public and private sector engage our advisory services. And we are looking forward to working with you on planning and managing change and optimization initiatives. Discover more at vitigonia.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this episode interesting and helpful. Please rate and share this episode with your team, colleagues, and friends. You can find links to more information in the show notes of this episode.